We have the schus to begin learning Sefer Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, a sefer that teaches us how a Jew is supposed to live, the halacha that encompasses us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Shabbos, Yontif, a schus to connect ourselves to Dvar Hashem, the halacha. Dinei Hashkamas HaBoker, the first sim is Dinei Hashkamas HaBoker, Uboi Zayin Sifim. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shvisa Hashem L'Negdi Summit. The pasuk says that a person has in Tehillim that the Hashem has to be in front of us all the time. This is an important rule in living a Torah life. How tzaddikim live their lives, that they go always follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should have Hashem in front of him all of the time, recognizing Kimola Arts Kol Kvoidei, that Kadosh Baruch Hu permeates the entire world. Ken Yeshivas Adam Tunos of Asuka Vahu Levada Bebesoi, a person sitting, acting, business is not the same when he's alone. Kamoi Shivasoi Tunos of Asuka Kishul Fnei Melch Gadol, when he recognizes he's in the presence of a king. The Kain Ein Diburoi, his speech, Rachavas Piyu, the way he opens his mouth, B'yoysim Anshe Breisav Krayvav, when he's amongst family, K'may B'yoysim B'mashav HaMelech, as he's sitting in front of the king. K'az Mashbiach B'vadei HaKol T'nuoysav Diburav, a person is in the presence of royalty, pays attention to the way he behaves and the way he speaks, Sheh M'sukonim K'royit, should be proper. K'ol Shken K'ashish Yosam Adam Alibay, certainly when a person should pay attention, K'amelech HaGod L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch HaShak Molei Kol Aretz Kvoidoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in the entire world, Omer Alav, is standing here, V'roi B'masav, and watches what he does. K'mo Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Im Yish Saser Ish B'Mistarim, if a person tries to hide, V'ani Lo Yarenenu Hashem, does he believe that I don't see him? Hala Yishmaim V'Saretz Ani Molei, I am all over, and V'vadai, when a person pays attention to this, miyad tagia lov hayira, he will immediately come to Yerushalayim v'achno, and the proper modesty and the proper being servitude to pachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the fear of pachad Hashem Yisbarach, v'yevish b'manu, and he will be embarrassed from that type of behavior. And the chinuch, because it says, there are 6 mitzvahs that a person has to be thinking about all the time. And he says, not even for one moment should you stop thinking about them. 1, to believe that there's a God that created the entire world, as the Pasuk says, Anoich Hashem Elokecha. To believe that there is no other God, as the Pasuk says, Lo Yilucha Elohim Acherim Alponai. Le'yachdoi, to recognize the unity, the singleness, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the single God, as we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, Lahavoi, to love Hashem, as the Pasuk says, V'haftos Hashem Elokecha, to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly, as the Pasuk says, as Hashem Elokecha Tira, and not to think about things that are improper, to think only about what we're supposed to think, as the Pasuk says, V'lo yisusuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. And I saw that the Sfarim suggests that it becomes our obligation to a person to constantly do things or make different ways of remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. I saw that the Strupkva Rebbe originally lived in the city of Ramla in Eretz Yisrael. And he decided that he wanted to move to a more religious community, but he wasn't sure if he should move to Yerushalayim or Bnei Brak. And he went to see different apartments to decide. And he came to an apartment in Yerushalayim. And after he saw that apartment, he said, now I know that I should live in Yerushalayim. Not only do I know that I should be living in Yerushalayim, but I should live in this apartment in Yerushalayim. And his Talmidim asked him, What made you make that decision? He said, when I went up to look at this apartment, I counted the amount of steps that there were to going up to that apartment. And I counted 26 steps. Now we know 26 is the gematria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. He said, if I can live in an apartment that every time I walk up the steps, I'm going to remember Hashem. So that's what we just learned, that we have an obligation to live our lives, to constantly remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And doing things to help us remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way that we're supposed to live. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sebei, V'kam b'shachvay al meshkavay. Also, when a person goes to sleep, Yei delibs neimiyu shaychev, should remember in front of whom is he resting. As soon as he gets up, Yeskar Chazdei Hashem Yisbarach, he should remember the Chazdei Hashem, the wonderful Chasadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asher Asa Imai, that he did with him. Shechzolayas Neshmasa, he returns Neshama Ashkida Etzloi, that we give our Neshamas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night, Ayefa, tired, V'chziroloi, and he HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns it to us, Chadosh Rekua, rested. Today, and the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us that way is for the purpose that we should be able to serve Hashem with all of our potential, and to serve Hashem all day long. That is our purpose in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a new neshama every morning, Rabba and Munasecha, Pirish. Every morning we get rejuvenated. And when we become rejuvenated, we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that privilege. When he gets up, you should say the Moed Ani immediately. Even if your hands are not yet clean, you didn't wash, you could say this, there is no Shem in that piece, Maidani. And says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when you say the Maidani, you should make a stop, Bein Teva Bechemla Rabba. Bechemla, and then say Rabbi Munasecha. So the Mishnah Berurah says that even though you should not, we could say Maidani, even though we didn't wash Negelvasi, even though we didn't make Birchas HaTorah, but says the Mishnah Berurah, that has nothing to do with learning Torah. And regarding learning Torah, one, of course, has to wash Negelvaser, even if he's just thinking, just wants to think about Divrei Torah. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if there's a situation where a person, for whatever reason, can't yet wash Negelvasser, but he, instead of just laying, doing nothing, he should try to wipe his hands in something and make them clean in order that he shouldn't forget, that in order they should not waste his time and not think about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not think about Torah. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch spoke about began b'shachvay al meshkavay, about the way you sleep and about the way you get up. And the Sefer Arugas Abayisim says that the way a person goes to sleep has direct influence on how he's going to get up. If a person goes to sleep in a proper fashion and he goes to sleep with the intention that he's resting so he can be able to serve Hashem, then he's going to get up in the morning properly. The Musa Sforum say that what's most important we learn from here is the Shlo HaKadosh says this, is how do we begin the day? And if we begin the day properly, then the entire day will go much better. And that's why there's such an emphasis, as the Shlo, how we get up and what we should think about when we get up and the Moed Ani we say when we get up, because all of that will influence the entire way our day goes. The Kutzer Shulchan Aruch kept on referring to what we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Bikadon. Bikadon, we know, is something that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we give somebody to watch. And the halacha is that if somebody asks you to watch something, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch himself actually later in Simen Kuf Pei Ches Sif Gimel teaches us Chayiv Lishmer as Bikadon. A person has to watch what he's been entrusted with, but Oifen Hayoyse Toiv in the best way possible. And if we realize that the neshama that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Bikadon that we're given, so then we also have to realize that we have to watch that Bikadon, we have to take care of it properly. A person should be strong like a leopard and light like an eagle. Run like a deer and strong like a lion. To do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. And says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Os Kanemar, what does that mean? A person should not be embarrassed from individuals hamaligim alav b'avodas Hashem Yisbarach that try to taunt him in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should be strong when he knows what he's doing right. He should continue doing what's right. Of course, the Beis Yosef says that one has to be very careful with this balance. On one hand, a person has to be strong, but we know that we are influenced by the way that we act. And if we act in a way that's ours, if we act that's a way that's not respectful, that becomes the way we live. Moreover, the Mishnah Berurah says that we only should be strong in a case where we could accomplish something. But if there are people who speaking to them won't help and it'll only cause machloikis, then there's no point of getting into a machloikis. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, a person that considers himself a Beinoni. So a person who's a Beinoni is an average person. So he says, again, there's a balance that we have to think about. On one hand, by doing and acting the proper way, it'll cause that other people will learn from us. Sometimes it'll cause that people will think that I'm arrogant. I think that I'm better than everyone else. And those are considerations that sometimes I should do a mitzvah publicly. If by me doing the mitzvah publicly, people will learn to do what they're supposed to do. On the other hand, if by doing the mitzvah publicly, people will not learn from me the right way to do things, it'll only cause that they should think that I'm arrogant. I should not act that way. Furthermore, says the Kal Kanesher, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, like an eagle connected Royas Olam, Royas Ayin, what you look. It should be easy for you to close your eyes, to not look at what you're not supposed to see. Because when you look at what you're not supposed to see, that is the beginning of doing an Aveira. Because the ayin roi, the eye sees, v'alev choymen, and the heart desires, and then the body, kli maisa goymrim. Rotz k'tzvi k'neged ha'raglayim speaks to the feet, shiraglech l'toy v'rutzu, your feet should always run to do the proper thing. V'griba k'ari k'neged ha'lev, to the heart. K'agvura v'avoydes ha'baris barach, the strength is in the heart. V'oyme sh'tchazik lipcha v'avoydesoy, you should be strong, Tiskaba al Yetzla Netzchoi, then be able to prevail over the Yetzahara. Kigibraham Zgaba al Sinai, like a warrior is able to prevail over his enemy. Lenatzchoi, Lapiloi La'aretz. The Yalkut Shemoni says that a person always has to be strong in his Avodas Hashem. And that's why I saw that the minig is that when a person leaves another person, they many times say to him, in Yiddish they say, Sei gesund und stark, be healthy and strong. Why do they give that bracha to a person who's about to leave them? Because the Gemara says the Sefer Tferes Bonim, the Gemara says the bracha, Staflam and Aleph, Amen Aleph, Ayivta Adam Chaver, Elam Tach Tver Alocha. we should always take leave of somebody else by saying a dvar halacha. And our Gemara, we just learned in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, giba kari, that you should be strong. So when we wish somebody that he should be strong, so we're really giving him, we're telling him over this dvar halacha, that we should be, HaKadosh Baruch should give you the ability to be giba kari. L'kein tzarech adam was gaba kari, a person should be strong like a lion, miyad kishari, mishnosai, as soon as he gets up, and he says, Maidani, Yochum is Rezus, he should get up strong. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says not jump out of bed because that's not healthy. Yochum is Rezus, Lavoidus, Abayriz, Barach, Visala. Kodim Shiskaba, Lavi Yetzar, he should jump out of bed before the Yetzahara takes hold. But Tanis, Vatunis, all sorts of excuses, Laval, Yochum, they shouldn't get up. Yishakim, Alav, and he tries to give him all sorts of advice. Lasi b'chayrev. In the winter, he tells him, "Ech tokum at ba'boika hashkem. How are you going to get up early? V'akor godol, and it's still very cold." Ubekayitz, he said in the summer, he tells him, "Ech tokum mitoscha. Why are you getting up? V'dayin l'savata mishnoscha. You didn't sleep enough. Oy b'taynas acheres gedoyma. Other excuses. Ki yetsa hara who yedei ahetiv. The yetsar is an expert. How lotzed." But they ought to entrap people, the machmaris by Yochum, not to get up. Anybody who wants to do what's right. Tzorach lis gabar alav should prevail over him. V'lo yishma loim, not listen to him. V'yach yikbar alav adover. Even if it's difficult, m'nei kvedis aguf, you're tired, that's losso, you're lazy. Yosem agamosem, your goal should be ritzoin melech malchim melech kadosh baruch hu. What does Hashem want from me? He should think to himself, if you had the opportunity to go to a business deal, that you could make a nice amount of money, or you could collect a debt, or you would need to go save your assets from loss. If there's a fire and you want to be able to save your property, but you would immediately jump out of bed because your love for your money is rational and you wouldn't be lazy. If you were summoned to the king, you would get up quickly and you wouldn't be lazy. Because you wouldn't want to have to deal with the king. Or you want to find favor in the eyes of a king. Alachas kam v'kam is certainly la'avodas melech malchim melech l'kadosh baruch hu. Sheyesh lo lazor, you should be careful. Lokum b'mehiris, to get up quickly, u'bezrizis, with a lot of zeal. V'amagal atzma b'derech hazeh, and if somebody gets accustomed to do so, dalet ahei p'amim, 4 or 5 times, then lo yichbar alav achkach. It won't be difficult once it becomes your habit. And moreover, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Vabal attire, somebody who is wants to do what's right, Messiah Biyodai HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the ability to do so. The Rabbi Eliyahu Pian was an older person, and he lived and learned in yeshiva, where they davened 7 o'clock in the morning. But he would still get up every morning very early. And his Talmidim asked him, why is it necessary for you to get up so early every morning? Davening isn't for a few hours and you're an elderly, weak person. So he said, this is brought in Dag Doma, the Sefer Lev Eliyahu. He says that after 120 years, when I'm going to become to Shemayim, they're going to start going through the Shulchan Aruch, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to see if I fulfilled what it says. And it says right at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, right at the beginning of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Yizgab Kari, a person should get up quickly in the mornings, Lassus Ritzoyin Avodah Sabayri. And if I'm a person that didn't get up early in the morning, they're going to say to me, the first halacha you already violated. So he said, at least I want to be able to say that the first halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, the first halacha is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I followed. And therefore, no matter what, I always get up early in the morning.